This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The importance of agriculture is being highlighted during National Agriculture Week that's being celebrated across the state of Kentucky this week. Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles says Kentucky has a diverse agriculture picture.
It's not just cows, plows, and sows. It's also the bourbon industry. It's our racehorse industry. But it's also goats and sheep, which are growing big populations across our state. We're also seeing a lot of specialty crops being grown here, including like indigo, which is being used for dye for blue jeans.
Quarles adds Kentucky farmers are innovative.
Almost every day, a new crop or a new vision about agriculture comes across my desk from a producer. And that's what's really enjoyable about this, about Kentucky ag, is that it's not just three or four crops or one or two major livestock breeds. Here in Kentucky, it's everything and above.
He notes Kentucky is a top state in many commodities.
Despite mountains in the east and waterlands in the west, we are actually a top 15 grain state. We're top 15 in corn, wheat, and soybeans. Those continue to be major players in our ag portfolio. Even tobacco, especially dark-fired and dark tobacco, those are leading not just the United States but the world in production.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone is talking about.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says make sure to thank a farmer this week.
Thank you to a farmer. Chances are you may not be able to find one because they're going to be busy servicing their equipment, getting out in the field, getting ready for the planting season. But if you want to say thank you in a meaningful way, support your 4-H and FFA clubs. Because I know our farmers would appreciate that. A lot of us in rural Kentucky benefited from those youth organizations.
He adds supporting farmers is also a great way to say thank you.
Never been a better time to go to a farmer's market in 2021. That some of them are going to be opening up as soon as next month. And vote with your taste buds, too. Kentucky proud has never tasted better. And the last thing I'd like people to do is maybe help share the message on social media.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at YourAgEdge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.